In confusion and uncertainty, there emerges a guiding light, a beacon that cuts through the darkness. Welcome to Beacon of Truth with your host, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Beacon of Truth. I am your host, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, and you're listening on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. So great to be here with you today. Today, I have a Beacon of Truth playlist episode. We're going to talk about the famous Kansas song, Carry On Wayward Son. That should be a lot of fun. That's a great song. And with a little bit of interesting background as well. And of course, we'd love to hear from you today as we take a faith-based look at this song. And for this particular song, it's not much of a stretch, but we'd love to hear from you today. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Beautiful day, fall, crisp fall day. Went out for the walk today, and it was just the air was just cold and clear and beautiful day. Almost not a cloud in the sky. Just a great day for walking. And I want you to keep someone in your prayers, if you will. That, you know, when you walk as much as I do, you know, when I'm home and I'm not on the road, you know, you get to see the same people, especially I walk the same time in the morning. So I get to see the same people and you just kind of get friendly and kind of wave and say hi. And I noticed over the past several weeks that there was a guy who used to come and walk a couple of dogs. And I used to see him all the time. He wore a little beanie cap and stuff. And I just wave at him and say hi, and noticed that a woman was walking those two same dogs, and I had not seen the guy for several weeks. And so today I just stopped and asked, hey, you know, I see, you know, these dogs here all the time. There's a guy that used to walk them. Whatever happened to him? And she goes, oh, he's my husband, and he died of cancer on September 10th. And, that's why you haven't seen him. It's like, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. I said, I'd love to pray for the repose of his soul. And she just kind of looked at me. She goes, oh, okay. I said, what's his name? She told me his name is Paul. And she told me her name. And I said, I'll pray for the repose of his soul and for both of you. And I'm sorry. I said, I was sorry for her loss and all of that. And she said, yeah, we had a wonderful marriage. And he said he was 88 years old. I'm like, what? I said, that guy did not look 88. I said, he looked good for 88 years old. He goes, yeah, you know, we exercised and stuff like that. And it was just wonderful. So, if we can remember, keep Paul in your prayers. Like I said, I didn't know him at all, really, except just to say hi, walking around the park. But, so his wife is, you know, by herself now, and she seemed to be okay. You know, obviously she's still, it's only been a month, right? So she's still, trying to figure out life without her spouse, you know. So just keep both of them, if you will, in your prayers. The repose of soul of Paul and for his wife, and then Shakira is her name. If you could do that, that'd be awesome. What I've been doing, actually, on my walk is doing a novena of memorare. So after I finish the rosary and all the other prayers that I do when I'm walking, I started doing at the end of those prayers before I start putting on Spotify. I started doing just a decade of the rosary, basically of memorares for different causes. And I was inspired to do that by St. Teresa of Calcutta. Mother Teresa used to, whenever she wanted the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, she would pray a novena of memorares. And so I said, hey, you know, and I'll start doing that too. So I started doing that for the past several weeks. And the first time I did it was for a special intention from my wife to find a new office. She, I think I mentioned that she had been leasing an office for 17 years. And then the person retired, new owner came in. He doesn't play well with others, kind of a thing. he was all these things and the contract and all that. She just was not getting a good vibe at all. So she talked to me about it, and I said, I think it's time for you to find a new office. And so I started praying novenas. And here's the thing, you know, and people, it's just coincidence. On the ninth day of my memorare, my novena of memorare on the rosary beads, she got a new office. And she couldn't be, I mean, she was giddy, like a school child, ecstatic. It was absolutely the perfect place that she had been praying about, looking for. Everything that she wanted is in this building. And it's a much better situation than the one she's in now, and less rent. So I was like, what? And then I told her about what I've been doing, and she thanked me for that. So, you know, prayer works. People, you know, sometimes a little skeptical, but prayer does work. It's not just coincidence. It's God instance, right? God incidents. You know, so maybe you want to try that. You know, I've been very much enjoying doing it. And so I did it today for Paul and Shakira's wife, and for his soul, and for her to continue on without him. Well, this show continues every day because of the great people who work behind the scenes every day to bring you a quality product here on Beacon of Truth. I'm talking about Micah McCall, along with Pedro Quiles, who helps us out on social media, Matt Kabinski, who will be screening your calls today, and the one and only, ladies and gentlemen, I introduce to you Ace McKay. Ace, how you doing today, my friend?
I'm good. Always, I love our playlist additions simply because it gives us an opportunity to take the songs that either we already know and hold dear to our hearts, but then not letting it shape our minds, letting the truth of God's word be first, and then not, of course, over-spiritualizing for an artist. But I do, like you said, this one's not far of a stretch because the songwriter was literally in his journey to find God, to find a deeper meaning for his life and purpose. And of course, you know, it led him not only this song, but then took the band to new heights. And then he went on to do Christian music and so forth. So there's a whole lot of things to unpack. But this is, you know, this is why it is its own playlist. Because if we connect to nothing else, we connect to music. And if that brings us closer to God, then that's a win-win.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always fun to take these songs and look at them through through the lens of faith, you know. Like I said, not a big stretch for this particular song, but even challenging songs like that one time we did Dear God by Ecstasy, which is basically denying God. It's a kind of atheist kind of song. But that was a song that was popular by a band, XTC, when I was in college. I remember the guys, it was like the Smiths and, you know, in those kinds of groups back then, and this group XTC was one of them. I remember listening to the song, and I mean, it was melody stuff, it was a cool song, but the lyrics, I'm like, ooh, wait a minute, what's this guy talking about?
Right.
You know, but even taking on a song like that and seeing, you know, how when people don't have God in their lives, when they don't have a life centered on something that's transcendent, you know, they spiral into this kind of self-imposed kind of like I'm my own God, this kind of self-righteousness, and you see the results of that sometimes in very negative ways in your own life.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of times too, and if nothing else from these episodes alone, I hope that any song that we hear, we process it through our faith, you know, that we analyze, does this line up with what I know in my heart, what I've experienced of God, or is this a song that, you know, gives me excuses to live my life a way that turns me away from God or lines me up with the world? And again, music has its way of, I won't say judging us, but it definitely puts us on that accountability of, okay, yeah, I can identify. I mean, and who hasn't ever at any point felt like a wayward child, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you don't even get past the opening chorus and you go, oh man, that hit right to my soul.
Exactly. You know, I love songs that do that you have certain feelings, certain memories, and they just come out like, and you've maybe even forgot about them. Mm-hmm. But when you hear a particular song, it draws you right back to that spot, right back to that moment, right back to those feelings, you know? I love that, actually, you know, because it's memories that sparks the feelings, then trigger memories, you know? For me, most of them are good. You know, the songs I have, especially I have not heard for a long time.
Sure.
And I just like feeling those feelings again, or even if it was a little bit melancholic, You know, I was like, oh, okay, I remember that time in my life. You know, I'm not there anymore. Thanks be to God. And it actually shows you how much you've grown in your life, you know, since that time.
Sure. Well, and I think, and especially as someone who grew up listening to the radio emphatically, I mean, every hit that was out, like I hung on every song, you know, felt that's what made me fall in love with radio the way that I did, to getting blessed enough to do this part of it I never expected. But what I love is how much God knew that this is how I'm going to get your attention. So he knows, like even in moments when I wasn't necessarily living the best for him, he would speak through songs that he knew I was listening to. And he was like, I'm going to get your attention, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's another point of why we do these episodes.
Yeah, and it's wonderful that early 20th century technology is one of the main catalysts for evangelization, you know, radio.
Yeah,
you know?
Amen.
Go figure. All right, Beacon of Truth playlist episode today. We're taking a look at Carry On Wayward Son by Kansas. We'd love to hear from you today. Give us a call, 833-288-BW10. Yeah, got that Western feel. Got my six-shooter.
Well, if we're going to talk about a song from the 70s, we need something that's 70s-ish.
Yeah, but yeah, it reminds me of those Westerns from that time, you know?
Well, and I mean, when you listen to stuff like Kansas or Eagles or, you know, Greg Allman, like they're all in that rusty, like, you know, dust on your boots kind of feel anyway.
Yeah. They're all from that that kind of Bible Belt area and, you know, that Southern feel. I like
sure.
that.
And they were all on tour together, so they're feeding off of each other creatively, energetically.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what happens.
That's right. How awesome is that? I'm Deacon Harold Burke, series listening to Beacon of Truth, and today we have a Beacon of Truth playlist episode. We're going to be taking a look at Carry On Wayward Son, the big hit by the group Kansas. And we'd love to hear from you today. Give us a call, 833-288. EWTN, that's 833-288-3986.
Of course, we got free ebooks for you, always available, helping you to get closer to the saints. And you can find out more about St. Pierre if you want to, of course, go to EWTN.com/Versati. And of course, sign up for the ebook. You can find out about how not only he had a love for the poor, but also how he was deeply devoted to Christ and how we can learn from that. So check it out in our ebook section when you go to EWTN.com.
My friends, well, when you hear that music, that means it's time for the Soulful Psalms segment of Beacon of Truth. The Soulful Psalms is where we take one of the psalms from the Book of Sung Praises, from the wisdom literature of the Old Testament that we hear in every holy sacrifice of the Mass, because it's part of our worship as well, and we connect that psalm to your everyday lived experience. Well, today we're continuing our look at Psalm number 2. Which is in book 1 of the Psalms, Psalms 1 through 41. All the Psalms are attributed to King David. And so this Psalm has no prescript or superscript, but like as I mentioned, all these Psalms in this first book, Psalms 1 through 41, are attributed to David. And so David started off this Psalm, "Why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? They arise, the kings of the earth, princes plot against the Lord and his anointed." So remember, David is the king. He's kind of surveying the other kingdoms around him, and you know, he's always making sure that he knows what the other ones are doing in case there's any plots against him. And so he's saying, you know, why are they plotting against me? They should be looking to me as the example, you know, of relationship with God. And he tells about how God appointed him king on Zion, his holy mountain. He goes, "You are my son. I've begotten you this day." I love that. And so we pick up right at verse 8. So this is part of the announcement by the Lord. He goes, "I will announce a decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me," to David, "you are my son." This is very important. Why? Because David considers himself a son of God. But remember, the Messiah must descend from David through Abraham. So we see that in Matthew's got the very first chapter of Matthew's gospel, that long genealogy, which goes from Abraham to David, David to down to Saint Joseph. You know, it shows the 14 generations from Abraham to David, 14 generations from David to the Babylonian exile, and then 14 generations from Babylonian exile down to Saint Joseph. So that's why Jesus is called Son of David as one of his official titles. But the Lord said, you are my son, anticipation, obviously, of the future Messiah, the Son of David. It is I who have begotten you this day. Very interesting. Using the, I have the English in front of me. I have to look at the Hebrew to see what word that is. But he says, I've begotten you this day. Again, the language of messianic fulfillment, right? A messianic psalm of fulfillment. So he says, "You, I've begotten." Remember, Jesus, who's the Son of God, is begotten, not made, right? And so we pray that in the creed. So in a sense, David here is saying, I'm announcing the decree of the Lord. So the Lord, in a sense, he's being prophetic here. He's speaking through David, in a sense, as a prophet. You know, David may be thinking is of himself, but no, the Lord is actually speaking of the Messiah that will come through the line of David, right? It is I who have begotten you this day. And it continues in verse 8, ask of me and I will give you the nations as your inheritance. Remember at the Jesus about to ascend to the Father, Matthew 28:19, he says, go and make to the apostles, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That's the inheritance. So the church and the way the church has spread throughout the world is the inheritance, right? That is the inheritance that Christ left for each and every one of us, become a member of his church for all nations, not just for a particular group, but for everyone open to the message of the gospel. I will give you the nations as your inheritance. So again, speaking in a sense of the messianic fulfillment, and the ends of the earth as your possession, right? All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Right, another psalm says, and so this message of the gospel spreads to every corner of the earth, you know. And if there was life outside of Earth, it was spread to every corner of the universe as well. Right, the message of the gospel, which is true for all of us, with a rod of iron you will rule them, like a potter's jar you will shatter them. So yeah, now they're talking, I think, in a double sense here, the sense of the enemies that are going to fight against the church, you know, that the God will rule over them and God will shatter them. But I think the deeper sense is also the enemies against that lure us away from God, sin and death. Those are the enemies. We will rule, because Christ is going to rule over death, because when he rose from the cross, he conquered death to show that not even eternal separation for God could be overcome by the power of Christ's resurrection. Now, we can still choose eternal damnation. We could choose that, but Christ shows a way to conquer death ourselves. So we're all going to die. We're all going to be put into the ground. But eventually, you know, we will have new bodies. So, but our soul will live on, hopefully with God, until we're reunited with our bodies at the end of time. You know, so with a rod of iron, you will rule them, like a potter's jar, you will shatter them. So Christ conquered the forces of sin and death. And so now we, in cooperation with the grace of the sacraments, you know, can conquer those things, those vices that separate us, or have that may be alluring and tempt us, to lure us away from a deep, intimate personal relationship with God. And we've all been there, where we've been lured away by greed, lust, envy, like one of the vices, or just laziness. You know, we've kind of been in this kind of like, you know, spiritual lethargy. You know, we're just kind of going through the motions of our faith. I mean, we've all have those up and downs, those roller coaster moments of faith. But when we see this from David, that God, when we allow him to come in our life, will shatter the divisions within us and bring that light into our spiritual darkness.
Yeah, and I think, too, it bears repeating that, you know, falling into the thing, we don't just trip and fall into something. It's a slow fade. Like we get there in the same way that it's baby steps in our healing. it's baby steps into the thing. Well, I can go this far with this sin, or I've got control of this, and I've given everything else in my life to God, but I've got control of this. When we don't realize till we've surrendered everything that all of it was attached to the thing that we were still holding on to.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. And so, and that's the thing. And we've said this before about that vulnerability, letting go. You know, we hold on to things so tight because they, in a sense, they make us feel safe or secure or confident. But when we look at the cross, that's the letting go.
Right.
Right. We have to be vulnerable and let those things go into trust in God. And not in ourselves.
Yeah, and in those moments of holding on, it's like when you have a rope around your hand, the tighter the holding on to the thing that you can't let go of, it's doing more damage than if you let go. And that's the part that we often forget is, well, I need this. I need this. No, you don't. Yeah. You need God. You need to let Him be the one to help you reconcile that out of your life.
Yeah, and that I totally get it. Letting go is never easy because that means something that you've been holding on to has to die.
Right.
You know, something that maybe brought you peace or security, but it was only transient. It was only temporary.
Yeah.
You know, but God wants to bring the full healing. So we have to let go. And that's why Jesus said, unless a seed falls and dies, it cannot bear fruit. So when we let go of those things, let them fall to the ground, and we still have the beautiful memories, but let them fall and then die. So now Christ now brings things back to new life in Him. Mm-hmm. So it's more than just holding on to things that made us safe. We're going to hold on to Christ, who will give us so much more, including eternal life.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Awesome. And so David here, I love this. I love the confidence with which David is speaking. Like, he's announcing the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, and he's revealing from his heart what the Lord, how the Lord spoke to him. Now imagine the Lord speaking to you in this way and give you the confidence to defeat the powers of sin in your life, to overcome those challenges that may be separating you from the love of God. And David just says, nah. And here's the thing. In that days, he goes in verse 10. So now, O kings, understand. Take warning, rulers of the earth. Right? So he goes, look, this is what God has revealed to me. And so I want to pass this message on to you. So listen, all you kings who are, you know, you're focusing on secular power. You're focusing on your position. You're focusing on conquest and looting and becoming rulers over another person's land and country and all this kind of stuff. You got to understand who the true ruler is. The true ruler is the Lord, you know, and so you have to rule with the mind and the heart of God and not rely on your own strength, you know. And that's the thing, sometimes we get in positions and we become a little too overconfident, sometimes a little too arrogant. You know, sometimes let's just say it straight, become a little full of ourselves, right? And so the confidence that David is trying to instill here from the Lord is confidence in our own abilities, because we recognize that those abilities are rooted in the love and a relationship of life-giving communion with God. That gives us the confidence. That gives us the strength to go forward, not our own strength. The strength that comes to us from God, the strength that comes to us in the sacraments, that's nourished and fed by the Eucharist, that brings healing in the sacrament of reconciliation, right? It's in those cooperating with the grace of those sacraments, all the sacraments, but those two in particular, and with the grace of our baptism. You know, again, baptism is not something that happened to us when we were kids and, you know, now we forget about it. No. Baptism is one of the sacraments that leave that indelible mark on the soul. So the more we cooperate with God's grace, the more we're able to let go and let God. All right. Beacon of Truth playlist episode today. Carry On Wayward Son by Kansas. Would love to hear from you. 833-288-EW10. That's 833-288-3986.
A little rapid fire.
Yeah, a little boogie woogie. You know, this reminded, as soon as I heard this, it reminded me of this little ritual we had, because when I was growing up, you know, from Barbados, we eat our main meal in the middle of the day, like lunch, you know, quote unquote lunch. That would be our main meal, dinner, right. And then we have a supper, which is kind of a leftover thing, you know, at night.
Yeah.
But our main meal would be during the day, and I remember that our ritual: we'd come back from church and we'd have, dinner, and then we watch Abbott and Costello.
All right.
I don't know if you remember Abbott and Costello.
Sure.
But they had the Andrews sisters on there. And they had this song, the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boys of Company C.
Company B.
Company B. Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. Company B. Yeah. And man, I used to love those episodes when they featured bands or had music on.
Yeah.
You know, but I thought they were great, the Andrews sisters.
It was always fun for me as a kid because, like, my parents grew up. They raised us on Hee Haw and Lawrence Welk. And if memory serves me right, I think they might have been on the same night. I don't remember. But the music always drew me in because my mom, like, you know, she was, you know, pretty, you know, tame for the most part. But when music was on, she was up dancing, and it, like, moved her in so many ways. So I have a lot of memories like those songs that are attached to just my mom getting up and, you know, dancing, like Boogie Woogie or whatever it was. She's like, oh, I remember this when I was a little girl. And that's my mom, man, in a nutshell. You get her talking about music from her childhood and she beams right up.
Oh, that is so awesome. Yeah, I love how music does that, you know, it just transports you.
Yep.
Love that.
Amen.
I'm Deacon Halbrook, series listening to Beacon of Truth. And today we have a Beacon of Truth playlist episode. Awesome song by the group Kansas called Carry On, Wayward Son. Would love to hear from you today as Ace and I kind of break down this song. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
I want to say congratulations as we celebrate each and every day with all of our affiliates, but especially today, 10 years for Divine Mercy Radio with two stations, Raleigh and Durham, North Carolina, and of course, Melissa and the team doing a banner job. And thanks for all of your support as you continue to keep Catholic Radio strong. And here's to another 10 million more with EWTN Radio.
Awesome. Beacon of Truth playlist episode today. We're taking a look at Carry On, Wayward Son by the group Kansas. And, of course, we'd love to hear from you today as Ace and I kind of take a faith-based look at a lot of our favorite songs. And this one's obviously a classic. And we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Cheryl is calling from Charlestown, Rhode Island. Listen on Sirius XM 130. Cheryl, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Thanks, Deacon Harold. I love listening to your show.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so glad to have you here today.
So I was so amazed that the phone was answered, and I'm talking about this poignant song. When I was young and experiencing quite a difficult stretch in my adolescence, I turned to the song often because, you know, it was the time of rock and roll in the 70s and all. I even saw the band Kansas in Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm.
And this song, to this day, I can still remember the lyrics and the way that the hope that came through this song. You know, I had a long way to go from that time in my life to where I am now as a, you know, very faithful, practicing Catholic. I wasn't even a Catholic at the time that I came to know this song, but the deep hope that I had from this song cannot be underestimated in terms of knowing that the hardships and the things that were happening, they would come to pass, and I would be able to rest my weary head and perhaps still get to heaven. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Cheryl, let me ask you, when you hear this song now, right? What, and you think about, you know, what you're going through during your adolescence. I mean, what do you feel like, a like transported back that time? Do you still remember those feelings And but now knowing how you've with the help of God, you overcome that. I mean, do you still get that sense, that feeling when you hear the song today?
What I feel today is promise fulfilled.
Yes.
Big amen.
Oh, that is awesome. That is awesome. I have songs that make me feel the exact same way. Mm. And you know, Cheryl's not too far off base here. No, this song was released in on their Kansas's 1976 studio album, Left Overture. Mm-hmm. It was written by their guitarist, Kerry Livgren.
Yeah,
and as you mentioned, Ace, he stated that this is an autobiographical song.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd always been on this, like you said, a spiritual journey along with his musical career. And what was he doing when he wrote the song? He was looking for truth and meaning.
Yeah,
truth and meaning in his life. And so many young people, they are looking for truth. They're looking for meaning. They're looking for purpose, and they can't find it in the culture.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's not there.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, John 14:6, he is the way, the truth, and life. And so Livgren was on this journey looking for truth, looking for meaning. And this was a song, he said, of self-encouragement. He said, I was telling myself to keep looking and I would find what I sought. What does Jesus say? Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. Right. This is a fulfillment of the words of Christ.
Right.
And so he became a born-again Christian in 1979, and since 1980 has primarily been releasing, as you mentioned, Ace, Christian music.
Well, and the thing, too, if you analyze really any artist, like if you listen to Sting or you listen to U2 or any of these bands who are, you know, backstage, hotels, like surrounded by everyone telling them how great they are, but they're exhausted. They're not eating right most of the time. Like, and it's just city to city to city, face to face. It's just a blur. They're looking for a deeper purpose. And that's why they pour it into their music, because that's where it starts to make sense, right? And I know as a songwriter, I process a lot of my emotions and things with God through lyrics. And I'm like, oh, okay, God, that makes sense. Thank you. And that's the beautiful thing. When you make a connection to a song, they're saying the thing you've been thinking and feeling. You just didn't know how to put it into words.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that's how music speaks so powerfully to the soul. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's why I love the choirs of angels.
Yeah.
You know, even in heaven, the heavenly chorus, right? On Christmas in Luke's gospel, the angels came to the shepherds and they sung. You know, that's awesome.
Right.
That is awesome. And it was music that introduced them to the shepherds to the coming of the Savior into the world. Yeah. That's awesome. I love that. This is Deacon Harold Brooks Sivers. This is the Beacon of Truth playlist episode today. We're looking at the classic song, Carry On Wayward Son by Kansas. Would love to hear from you today. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Kathy is calling from Florida, listening on Sirius XM 130. Kathy, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. Great to hear from you.
I completely agree with Cheryl on that song, and it was just a lifesaver back in the 70s.
Wow.
And now that I'm in my 70s, with the There'll Be Peace When We're Done.
Yes.
I live for that.
Oh,
and on the musician side of it, the offbeats cannot be beat.
Thank you.
The offbeats.
Absolutely.
Oh, Kathy, you know, one of my favorite parts of that song is kind of like the bridge. Where you go, the riff itself is awesome. But then what I listen to now is the drumming.
Yeah.
The single hits on the ride cymbal. Ding, ding, ding,
he's
ding, ding.
That
I
bell.
Mean,
yeah.
Oh, man. Awesome. And Kathy is exactly right. Love the that, especially in that part of the song.
Yeah.
Love it.
Kathy, are you a drummer now as a result of that song?
No, not a drummer.
Okay.
I messed around with the
never
drums,
too late.
But no.
Yeah.
I played guitar, and now I'm playing a baritone ukulele, which is like the last four strings on a guitar.
Those are cool.
Yeah. How
it's
awesome
is that? It's a Christmas wish list for sure.
Yeah, that's right. You had mentioned that before, Ace. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Awesome is that? Oh, wow, what a great call. Thank you so much, Kathy, for that. And so you see these last two calls, how people, you know, certain songs just draw out something. It was right when you needed at that time of your life. And as we heard from the artist here who wrote this song from Kansas, he was also on the spiritual journey. Yeah. And so when we're all on the spiritual journey, certain songs that connect, like, yes, I'm feeling that same thing. I'm on this same journey. And the song just connects you. And all these years later, 50 years later, the song still resonates to this day.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, and you talk about music being a time warp. Right? That's exactly what a song like this does.
Well, and the thing I love, too, is this is another one of those that captured where the heart of people were at that time. That's why a lot of the bands like Lynyrd Skynyrd and Kansas and bands in this vein what was labeled as arena rock later on. But at the time, it was the voice of the time, of the generation. It was speaking of people who were just exhausted by politics and everybody arguing and, you know, who is God? Who am I? You know, how does that all work? And so to the transparency of an artist, no matter whether you already were in a relationship with God or not, you know, that's kind of where the birth of contemporary Christian music came from, is a lot of those artists had found the answer and they're like, I can't continue to play in the venues and in the settings that I'm in and feel like I'm honoring God with my gifts. And so they made that pendulum. So Carrie's one of them. You had Larry Norman was another. I mean, that early birth of contemporary Christian music all sparked from that, out of this movement. So I love that this song, as we talk about it, the next time you hear it, and really as we look at the lyrics, to think about how we process it in our faith to go, yeah, I've not only been wayward, but I've asked these questions. I'm seeking peace. I'm looking for the answers just as the artist was.
Yeah, exactly. Travis on YouTube says it almost speaks of the prodigal son, right? That's what I was thinking of, too, when I was listening to the song today in preparation for the show. You know, and I was thinking of, you know, the same exact thing, prodigal son, wayward son, carry on, wayward son. The wayward son comes back, reconciles with the father.
Yeah.
You know, so I love that. And, you know, what's interesting about this song, too, it starts off with the chorus.
Yes.
You know, carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more. You know, it starts off with the chorus, almost like they want to send a message right from the start.
Yes.
You know, this is the heart of the message I'm trying to get across in this song.
Well, and also just songwriting 101, follow after the Beatles. The Beatles had hit after hit. Start with the chorus. Give me the hook. Pull me in. Cold intro. And I'm there. And I love in any of like live settings of this song or songs like this that start with the chorus cold like that. I mean, Seven Bridges Road by the Eagles is another one that as soon as you start singing with harmonies and you go from not just the four or five on stage, but 30,000 singing at the top of their lungs, their soul from a chorus that was written by one person or two people collaboratively to then speak volumes of where people are at any given time.
Yeah. And when you hear this, you know, you think, remember, because God would bring messages to his people often through angels.
Sure.
Right. And so I think about the angels bringing this message, you know, carry on, my wayward son. Right. So, yeah, it's God speaking, but speaking through this, because you think of the harmonies in that song when they're singing this, the chorus here, carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. So the angels are bringing this message of God. Look, carry on. Keep on your journey. At the end of this journey, you will find your peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more. You know, it's almost like, yeah, okay, you know, God's with you here. You know, you're going through this journey. God's with you on this journey. It's going to be ups and downs. But at the end, you're going to find what you're looking for. Yeah. Love that.
Yeah. Amen.
All right. I'm Deacon Harold Brick. Series listening to Beacon of Truth. We have a Beacon of Truth playlist episode. We're taking a look at Carry On, Wayward Son, the classic hit by the group Kansas. Would love to hear from you today. Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Jesse's calling from Findlay, Ohio, listening on my favorite, the EWTN app. Jesse, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Good afternoon, Deacon. You've talked to me before. I'm a friend of Lutus at her
Oh, yes. Okay, great. Great to talk to you again.
excuse me, Deacon would have said, I always talk about being proper with you. But the one I wanted to suggest to you, okay, was same album. Okay, I think it's on the flip side. I actually think they're written by the same person, and that's The Wall.
Oh, by Kansas on that same album. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much for that, Jesse. Yeah, what we try to do on this show is present songs that we think most people would be aware of.
Yeah.
You know, so like, so if I were to introduce, because my favorite group is Queen, if I were to introduce a Queen song, you know, off an album, like everybody knows, oh, Bohemian Rhapsody, yeah, everybody. But if I said Ferry Feller's Masterstroke, people are like, what song is that? You know, so we want to introduce songs to people that most people would know the song.
Yeah.
So obviously, Carry On Wayward Son was a top 20 hit by Kansas. A lot of people resonate with that song, whereas The Wall is a little bit more obscure. But I agree with you. Great song, you know. But I think this was the one that resonated. One of their biggest, if not their biggest hit. The album went quadruple platinum in the United States.
Yeah.
I mean, it did extremely well, and as Ace said, it took their whole career to another level.
Well, yeah, this was the album that they were on a make or break. Like, the, you know, Don Kirshner was with the label, and he's like, okay, guys, this is your chance. This is the last album where we got to move on, because they had done three prior, and they were just still an opening act. So this was the album that shifted, because you also had Dust in the Wind,
yes,
which is another one. And that would be one within itself, I mean, because we all are but dust, right? You know, so there's so many levels of just where Carrie was in the writing of this album. And it's just, you know, hook after hook within this one song. Like, the riff is a hook, the harmonies are a hook, the chorus is a hook. Like, everything just lures you in, and it builds and builds to everything that I think is quintessential about just a great rock song.
Yeah, even the riff itself. That note there, that half step,
right,
creates a tension, you know?
Yeah.
Which, again, expressive of what he's going, he's a journey, and he's seeking, and he's not at peace yet, and he's working his way through.
Yep.
You know, I love how the music, you know, also relates to the lyrics and carries the song forward. Love that.
Yeah. And I think the thing, what I love about music is the reactor. Like, I don't know if you're this way, but like, when I'm in the car, and whether I'm with people or not, within three notes, I like to be able to identify the title and artist of the song. And so it's just a fun game that keeps me entertained in traffic. Anyway, all of that to say, when it triggers you, it's that instant turn it up or move on to something else, like, based on where you're at. And I feel like this is one of those songs, probably in like the top five, if not the top of those five, of every time you hear it, you crank it up, right?
Yeah, right.
You at least know the chorus, or you want to jam out to that opening riff, you know?
Exactly. Like I said, even all these years later, that song still resonates. I think that speaks to how great the song is, and again, the underlying message of what was behind the song when the writer wrote it.
Yep.
And then how it still connects to us today.
Yep.
Beacon of Truth playlist episode today, my friends. We're talking about Carry On Wayward Son by Kansas. Would love to hear from you. Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Dave is calling from Columbus, Michigan, listening on Sirius XM 130. Dave, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Give me a second. There we go.
Dave, welcome.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Great to hear from you.
Yeah, you too. You know, aside from pretty much everything they do is like really awesome and has some kind of Christian or religious note to it, if you get a chance, even just on a personal level, check out, if you can, By Kansas, Somewhere to Elsewhere.
Mm.
It was done in the early 2000s.
Okay.
And it's got, I mean, regardless of the names of the songs, if you listen to the words, everything points to God.
Mm.
Yeah. That I love that. And you know, that it's great that bands can be successful without shying away from their faith.
Yeah.
You know, when they embrace their faith. Look, you know what? This is a part of who I am. Yeah. This is what makes me me. Is this relationship with the Lord? And I'm not going to shy away from it, even songs that are going to be released secularly into the secular culture. You know, I'm not afraid to shy away from this because this is part of who I am, and that shows forth in the lyrics and in the music.
Yeah, and I think when, as a songwriter, it's always the what am I trying to say? Because again, you can muddle things up with words, but even with this, it's two verses and a chorus that repeats itself plus a bridge. So again, the accent of all of that kind of encompasses, like when you start with, you know, go from the chorus into the rock riff, which immediately grabs you in if you're a first timer or a millionth timer listening. But then what the heart and soul of it from there, because again, if we can process the songs that we hear or that we love through our faith, we'll realize, oh man, God was speaking to me in that years ago and I had no idea. And that's, I mean, and that's its own soapbox for me about how God can just, he knows how to speak where we're at.
That's why I love when you listen to songs with perspective.
Yes.
You know, you think about what I was going through when I first heard this song and now, and they think about where you are now, you know, like some of our earlier calls. I love that. And so now I can sing, you can sing the song with a sense of joy, with a sense of purpose, because now you see the fulfillment. You know, you didn't see it at the time when you first heard it, but now you see it. And now the song brings you back to seeing, look what I was able to accomplish and conquer with God's help.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, as I've always said, perspective or pain, because it's either side of that that you're pulled in, right? It's like, oh man, because I mean, and this comes from years of being in CCM world and hearing testimony after testimony. When you play a song, people go, I needed that song right in that. I'm like, look, God is the music director. Like, he knows when you need that song and you had to pull off at the gas station because you're in tears and can't see through them, you know, but that's the thing. And it doesn't have to be a Christian song to do that. I mean, that's why my love of Beatles is what it is because when I wasn't the man that I needed to be at that time in 19, 20, 21, those were the songs that were shaping my viewpoints and my ideas. And God's like, all right, hold on. Before you get too far down that road, I'm reeling you back in. And that was the parts that you can start with the grand purpose of all you need is love. Well, who is love? God is love.
Yeah.
So it always brings you back. And again, I'm not over-spiritualizing the Beatles, so please don't blow up my inbox. But I'm saying it from the perspective of where I was is what I needed. And I think this song is that for a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Beacon of Truth playlist episode. I'm Deacon Howard Burke-Sivers, and today we're looking at Carry On Wayward Son by Kansas. Great song. Let's go to Gene in San Antonio, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio. Gene, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Hello?
Yeah, Gene, great to hear from you today.
Oh, yeah. Hey, good, you guys. We're in San Antonio. We listen to you nonstop, and we really love your program. I wanted to give you a little background on Elvis. We grew up in Ely, Nevada and Las Vegas, Nevada, and Elvis would quite often show up in Vegas and people would say to me, did you ever get to see Elvis? And I said, no, all I could afford was Johnny Cash.
But, nice.
Yeah.
But a little story, a lot of people might not know this. When Elvis started out, he was basically singing gospel music and then he hit it big. And so he sold at one point more rock and roll songs or records than all the other artists combined. But he was nominated. He only won 3 Grammys. They were all gospel. The only Grammys he won were gospel. And so when you go to Vegas, everybody, all the people, you know, at 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. when all the shows were out, all the rockers in Vegas would go up into his big, huge suite. They went up there, all he sang was gospel. If you were going to rock with Elvis, all they sang was gospel.
Yep.
And out of that came Little Richard. Little Richard came out of that, and he became a born-again, you know, singer type. He was a good soldier. A lot of people don't know this. He could have just come in the Army and you know, perform 2 or 3 times in recruiting. He didn't do that. He was a tank driver in Germany. And he was respected by the military as a tank driver. And I was the editor of Stars and Stripes. And so my predecessor had these big helicopters blowing up things like tanks. And I had went to our Stars and Stripes archives. I found pictures of Elvis sitting on tanks, living in tents. And I put those up in my office, big 3x5 pictures. And general officers and congressmen would come through, and they'd look up. They didn't say anything, but they'd look up at that. But one, okay, man.
All right. Awesome. That's a great piece of information. And thank you so much, Gene, for the great call. We didn't even get through all the lyrics.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Tomorrow, Word of God Wednesday. Break open God's Word for the 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year C. And until we're together again, my friends, may Almighty God bless you, keep you, and protect you. The Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.